and welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. That's right. We're on a mission here. We're on a mission of saving businesses, saving jobs, putting people to work. And we do it every Friday right here on the Marketing Pulpit. We're broadcasting live from Radio One in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. And we entreat you to join us this morning on this beautiful Friday the 13th. Wow, Friday the 13th. Man. Hey, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm sitting here checking out this beautiful weather outside. But there is some foreboding going on, of course, as you know. Everybody's talking about the coronavirus. My goodness. I'm Robert Gatewood, and my company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. And you can find out more about me and my company by going to gatewoodmarketing.com. I'm a business developer. I'm a web strategist. I'm a consultant for the Small Business Administration. I've written a couple of books. I'm also an adjunct professor at Prince George's Community College. And I am, I don't want to say I'm uniquely qualified, but I think I got this. I've been marketing most of my life, even when I was a baby. I worked in my daddy's grocery store, maybe not a baby, but I was 8 years old when I got my first taste of marketing and business development. And it has been with me ever since. I'd like to welcome everybody tuning in on Facebook Live and folks who are tuning in on Radio 1, 1450 WL News Talk. And everybody's tuning in on TuneIn. Like to welcome you to the show. Like to welcome you to the show. Got a lot going on. I'm telling you, a lot is going on. Every time I turn around, something else is going on. This has been one of those weeks where people are really just looking for answers. They're not exactly sure what to do. They're reaching out. They're kind of, I don't want to say they're overreacting, but yes, to some degree, people are panicking. But in some cases, we may even say for good cause. What has happened is we got this coronavirus, and it has affected people. Schools are closing. Grocery stores are having a run on things like toilet paper and disinfectants. Let's see what else is going on. Matter of fact, I'm an adjunct professor at Prince George's Community College, as I mentioned earlier. And we have been canceling classes. And also they're telling us to start using the whiteboard. And so when the classes resume, we're not going to be doing it as business as usual. We're actually going to be using the whiteboards and things like that. So these are some different times. So we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how we can cope. Last week we talked about it. We're going to talk about it again. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about how to business recalculations in this age of the coronavirus, and not just for coronavirus by itself, because as we look at these pandemics and these national, tragedies or concerns, we have to kind of look at how we're going to move forward, not only from this tragedy or this concern, but for the next one and the one after that. So we're going to be talking about business recalculations in the age of the coronavirus. If you want to join the discussion, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Later in the show, also, we're going to have Felicia, the accountant. She's going to be joining us in the discussion. So got a great show lined up. Just quickly going to talk about some quick things that are going on. Of course, the coronavirus it's been in the headlines now for quite a few weeks now. Just going to give you some quick tips on things that we might, as business owners, how it's going to affect our businesses, and some things some guidances we should be using going forward. For instance, now, just for everybody who didn't know, I'm sure there's maybe one or two people saying, what is this coronavirus? So come out of the cave. It is a large family of viruses that are common in humans and many different species of animals, such as camels, cattle, cats, and bats. It has a rhyme to it. And it's called COVID-19, and it's spreading from person to person, not only in China, but now throughout the world, including the United States. Older people are more susceptible because of underlying medical conditions. Anybody with any type of chronic medical condition, such as lung, diabetes, they're at a higher risk of developing more serious complications from COVID-19. And just some quick recommendations for employers to use. If you have if you are a business owner and you have employees, these are some things you might take into consideration. First of all, tell the sick people to stay home. If you are sick or if your staff is sick, tell them to stay home. If you experience any type of respiratory condition or illness, check your fever and make sure you don't have a fever of 100 plus. And if you do, tell them to stay home. If people come to work sick, you need to separate them immediately from people who are not until they can go home. So some people come in, they start feeling the symptoms, and you say, well, look, we're going to send you home later on today. Well, if you're not going to send them home right away, you need to go ahead and separate them from the rest of the staff so that they're not contaminating the rest of the staff or your clients. Now, you need to emphasize respiratory etiquette for all of your employees. In other words, place posters around, tell them to wash their hands, place tissues out that's easily accessible, put out hand sanitizer, provide soap and water so that the employees have easy access and they are following these respiratory etiquette guidelines. And if you are a company, also perform routine environmental cleaning. All of the top surfaces, countertops, doorknobs. So you have a stake in this and you have a responsibility to make sure your environment is safe, not just for your employees, but for your staff and yourself. So those are some things that, some interim guidelines. Now, here's some things that you can do right away. You can take today. If you have a business, and this is a business development show, so we're going to be kind of zeroing in on steps that business owners can take. The first thing I want you to do is to keep yourself informed. Now, we put on the Marketing Pulpit website a link to the Center for Disease Control, and they have a link for the COVID-19 where they're doing updates on a regular basis. So keep yourself informed and make sure you have up-to-date information. You're going to find out things about school closings, government regulations, some of the recommendations from the doctors and so forth. So keep yourself informed. Now, here's one I want you to really do. You business owners out here, don't go into a cave. Stay in touch with your customers. They really want to know what you're doing during this this crisis. Are you open? Are you closed? Have you taken additional steps to ensure their safety? Let people know. Do newsletters, put information on your website, send out emails, use social media. But let people know how you are handling this crisis, particularly if you're in an industry that has to communicate and come in contact with the public. So stay in touch with your customers. Now, here's one. Now, this might take a little more time, but if you're having these events and you're having conferences and you have events that are planned, try hosting them online if possible. Now, I've seen some events that were going to be face-to-face events have been transferred to online events. So take a look at your events, and I'm going to talk about that a little more as we're talking about recalculating, doing the recalculations in this era of pandemics. And also prepare a customer service plan. Now, we've been hearing about this crisis now for a few weeks, and I'm sure it's going to be around for for a few more weeks. So sit down when you have some quiet time today and come up with a customer service plan. be transparent, be responsive, and think about how you're going to deal with your customers during this crisis. Because last week we talked about some of the things that we need to do, such as controlling the controllables and not to panic and having contingency plans. But when you start thinking about a customer service plan, you have to think about you're going to survive this. And the people that take the proper steps now will be the ones who's going to come out of this stronger than the ones that don't. I remember not too long ago when we had the real estate crisis, when really the markets just died and people were thrown out of work, companies closed. Some people came up with a very good plan. And when the crisis subsided and things got back to normal, then they actually came out stronger, because some of the ones who didn't prepare were actually, they went out of business. So you had a smaller pool of industries competing for that market. And so you want to be one of those customers, one of those companies that are going to be left standing because you took the steps to plan ahead. So I'm giving this information from a business point of view. Of course, I want you to take care of your personal health, take care of your family. If you're out there like some people were last night, my office is across the street from a Shoppers Food warehouse. I just happened to drive past there. I said, I'm just curious what people are doing when it comes to their personal lives, considering this pandemic. Man, it was like Christmas Eve out there. I mean, people had stacks of toilet paper and water, and the whole aisle with the cleaning supplies was almost bare. And there were actually literally lined down the aisle. I don't want you to panic or overreact. But what I do want you to do is prepare. Prepare. Think ahead. Take a few minutes and prepare for the coming weeks, because I think this crisis is going to be with us for the foreseeable future. So let's, as business owners, we're good at this. We're good at preparing. We're good at planning. Let's put those skills to use. I'd like to also welcome Felicia Day to the show. Welcome to the show, Felicia Day.
Hey, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you in line over there at the Safeway with a cart full of toilet paper?
No, I'm stacked. I buy the bulk load from Costco, so I'm good for about a whole month over here, Robert.
So you were already when the pandemic hit, huh?
Yes.
Well, good. Welcome to the show, Pelagia. What are you going to talk about later on?
So I'm going to talk about how to protect your business financially in situations like the coronavirus and rare occurrences.
That is so good. That is so important. That's why I'm glad I have you on today. I said this would be a great day to have Felicia Day on. But all of my co-hosts are great, and today is no exception. So Felicia Day is going to talk about how to prepare yourself financially during these crises. And we're going to talk about a little more later on about how to how to make some recalculation when it comes to your location. There's three areas of location I want you to think about while we're on this break. Your physical location, your technical location, and your mental location, and how we can recalculate the effectiveness during the pandemic of the coronavirus. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate with your host. We're going to be right back at the break. Don't go anywhere.
Station. Traffic update is sponsored by Unbound.org. Crash activity on 270 as you head into Germantown. Going to cost you some time if you're coming out of Frederick area. But around the region closer, looks like we've got a work zone set up on the Anacostia Freeway, northbound between the 11th Street Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue. DC 295 is going to be slow as a result on the northbound lanes. Southbound getting a little better. I-295, a work zone, construction box the right lane at Malcolm X Avenue, Joint Base Anacostia Bowling. As you leave the city, heading toward Oxon Hill. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own at unbound.org. 58 degrees, cloudy skies as we head up to 73 degrees for the high temperature. I'm Angela Foster for News Talk 1450 AM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, I'd like to welcome you back. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. So get out of that line. Put down that 15 rolls of toilet tissue. Okay, if you're already in line, go ahead and get it. But let's not get too carried away. I mean, this is it's a tightrope, really. You want to be prepared. You want to take precaution, but you don't want to be, you don't want to contribute to a panic mentality. So I'm kind of trying to stay down in the middle of the road. I want to be prepared, help people be prepared, and take care of myself and my family and my clients. But at the same time, let's not overreact and get into this panic mode. Also having a line with me, Felicia Day. She's joins me the second Friday of every month. And just glad to have her this morning. Also like to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you need a business home, and this is a great time to think about their virtual services. Many people have nice offices at home. They even have physical offices. But if you have BLE, you can actually have both. It's an either or. If you have an office already somewhere else, but you just need their virtual services, such as their meeting room, their phone services, their mailroom services, then that's a great thing. Also, if you have a physical office with them, this is a good time. You might think about, taking a little more time at home and let this pandemic swing by. But you have those kind of options with BLE Executive Suites. You can call them at 301-322-1700 or call them at BLESuites.com. I might kick off a little early today, but my phones will be still answered. They will patch the phones to me. And when I need to come into the office, then I can just go ahead and come on back to the office and take advantage of the BLE services. Call him at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. Felicia Day. Now, these are different times. And do you feel that people are panicking, they're overreacting? Or do you feel like some of the calm information that you're about to bestow, is that going to help them work this all out?
I think it's a balance between the two, because from a business perspective, depending on what type of business you operate, where you get your supplies and stuff from, they may be panicking at this moment, right?
Yeah,
and they should be, Robert. But the individual in a town or state that hasn't had the coronavirus outbreak yet, they need to just live their daily lives. But the people in our area as well just need to continue on until the amount gets, much more severe. And then at that time, they can panic.
Right. Well, tell us, break this down to us from a financial standpoint. What should people be doing?
So from a financial standpoint, definitely not spending at all. If you can avoid spending anything extra that is not a necessity, then don't spend it.
Don't spend. Okay?
So, going out to eat, going to the movies and stuff like that. And the reason being is because we don't know the negative impact that this is going to have on their job.
Okay.
With the stock market crashing, with companies losing so much valuation and losing resources and, shipping and material, just everything. We don't know how this is going to impact everyone in June. So right now, while you're able to still have a steady income, this is time to be putting away something, Robert.
That is such good advice because, I've actually put aside, I haven't totally stopped spending, but some things I was going to buy, I said I'm going to hold off for right now. I'll probably get them when I see some stability. But for right now, I'm just kind of putting it on hold for a moment.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. So the next thing that I think a lot of business owners actually really need to consider that is negatively impacted by this is to make sure that they have a particular type of business coverage that covers business income losses.
Ooh, boy, that's a good one. That is a good one. So business coverage, like insurance.
Yeah. So there's a clause or a particular peril that you can add to protect that's called business income losses that will pay you almost a third or even more of what you would have made in a normal situation.
Wow, that's good. That's great. That's great information. So stop spending and make sure you have business coverage for your business. Income coverage. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. And so, but the kicker is, though, this, Robert, they also may need their financial statement. So if you are a business and you're operating your business without your financial data, that's your bookkeeping and stuff, then how will we be able to prove to the loan company, to the insurance company, that that's the revenue that you would have made in a normal day? They need your financial statement.
That is so true, because every time you come on the show, Balaji, that you remind us, and I hope people are listening, the value of keeping those books up to date, your income statements, your balance sheets, because there are so many people that want that information. Government contracts, lenders, insurance companies, you have to have that information. That's why you need somebody like Balaji Day on your team to get keep those numbers up to date for you. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes. And then they also may want to look at other options and opportunities that's out there that can give them some type of, and some people may be against this, but business is business. And I know in the African-American community, we're a bit nervous about loans and stuff like that. But if you're really operating a real business, this may have to be a real option to you. So you may want to consider factoring. The company would end up paying you what your billables are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. You know, that's a good idea, because there are some companies out there, but like I said, it's one of those things that people, they think about. But if you have money out there and you can factor that, and that simply means somebody will front you the money, and then they will take a small fee, or I guess depending on the company, they will take a fee off, they will go out and collect the money for you, but they will pay you in advance for it.
Exactly. Okay. And so then also you have accounts receivable loans as well, Robert, where they know this is more so for like service-based businesses, where so they know that you, like attorneys and accountants and insurance agents, where they know you're going to be obtaining or sending out monthly recurring invoices for payments and retainers.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a hefty accounts receivable balance where clients owe you about $30,000 or $40,000.
Right.
They'll go ahead and give you a loan on the amount of your accounts receivable and help you out at that time. So if your business is impacted, you don't want to think and just be stressed out or overwhelmed thinking you really don't have any options. You do. It may not be what you want at the moment, but there are some options to, you know, protect your business if in the future this happens again. But if you also have this type of insurance coverage or these type of opportunities to leverage, it's a good time to look into it just to make sure in the future if you need it, you're good to go.
That is great information. And also, anybody who's using PayPal and Square, they actually also have loans like PayPal. I think if you have $15,000 a year in receipts through their portal, you can get up to $6,000 by the push of a button. And Square does it on a smaller amount. So look at these resources. Sometimes, like I said, you don't want to get into any debt you can't get out of. But on a platform like PayPal, they would take the money out of your future receipts. And I think you only have to pay like 10% of the total amount every 3 months. So those are options out here that sometimes we have to do some things that we didn't want to do because we're facing situations that we hadn't planned on. And so that's great information, Balaji. If you can somehow get that information to me, I will put it on the website, and I think people need to hear all of these. I'm just going to quickly go down the list again. First of all, curb your spending. Look at business coverage. Look at your insurance policy to make sure you have income coverage on it. Get those financial statements done, and look at other ways to maybe borrow either through factoring or accounts receivable. Accounts receivable loans.
Or working capital like PayPal and them having, you know, Cabbage and,
That's great. I tell you what, hang on there, Flash. I'm going to give out a couple of quick tips also on how this may impact your marketing. We're talking about location. Many people, when we're talking about, we talk about these location, we're really thinking about the physical location. But we have to think about our business and its viability going forward. And we look at these three areas because when we get through this, we need to look back at some lessons learned from this whole crisis. First of all, look at your physical location and look at this going forward when you come out of this. Is it accessible? Is it convenient? Is it safe? Is it secure? And are you around like-minded people? Another thing I want you to look at during this crisis and beyond is, where are you technologically? What are your online capabilities? Which service can you move online? Can you expand your audience? And are you properly staffed with a group of people that have those technical capabilities to take you into that space? And third is the mental capability. Mentally, are you in this for the long haul? Are you being distracted now when you should be focusing on and doubling down? Are you flexible and nimble and you responding to this crisis? And are you thinking ahead? Remember, your purpose does not change because circumstances change. This is a truly good time to determine if you are really into your purpose or you're just doing this for the fun of it. So let's take this moment and let's shake this out of our slumber. Use this moment to shake us from our slumber and get ready to move forward. And when we come out of this, we're going to be stronger than we were before. Felante, please give the people your information, how they can find out more about you.
Oh, yes. I know you guys can go to Google and put in Felashade, F-O-L-A-S-A-D-E, the accountant, and you'll see Suncrest come up. Or you can just give us a call in the office, 202-618-1297.
Thank you again, Felashade. That's valuable information. We will put that information on the Marketing Pulpit website. Go to marketingpulpit.com and find out all about the past shows. You can also listen to this show later on today. We'll have it on the website, and it's also going to be on Facebook Live. Felashade joins us the second Friday of every month, and we're going to be back next week, folks. Thank you again for tuning in. I see the 98.6 people in the house. David, Brenda from North Carolina, Brenda the model, and a few other people tuning in on Facebook, Jackie Robinson, Wanda, and everybody that's tuning in. Thank you again. We'll be back next week at the same time. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.